You're listening to Messenger Insight, a news and information program brought to you by the Baptist Messenger and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Messenger Insight. I'm Brian Hobbs, your host. On Saturday, March 24th, a powerful production of C.S. Lewis's The Screwtape Letters is coming to Oklahoma. The website screwtapeonstage.com will tell you about a powerful production, and you won't want to miss this. Two showings, Saturday, March 24th. Joining us on the broadcast, I'm honored, is noted narrator and award-winning actor Max McLean. Max, welcome to Messenger Insight.
Well, thank you, Brian. It's good to be on your program.
Now, in Oklahoma, you have many big fans because of your narration work and other projects. Now, you adapted the Screwtape Letters for stage. What was the appeal of this work?
Well, I read the book in my 20s. It was the second Christian book that I read after the New Testament once I converted to Christ. I realized when I read it that I knew this person, that Screwtape character that C.S. Lewis was writing about, and how deceptive he had been in my life. And I felt like Lewis really captured that persona extremely well. However, I never saw it as theatrical literature. I saw it as a meditation on how evil works in everyday life. The appeal as a theater piece came much later.
Now, for those of our listeners not familiar, the Screwtape Letters does tell a fictitious dialogue from a senior demon to his junior tempter. Screwtape is the senior demon. Wormwood is his understudy, and they're trying to take down a man. And C.S. Lewis does a masterful job of getting us into the mind of our tempter. Now, when you went about the process of bringing this to production, did you know that you would be playing Screwtape?
Yes, the project was brought to me, this person had seen me do, as you mentioned earlier, I've done narrations of the Bible multiple times. I actually just completed my fifth narration last year.
Wow!
But I also do a lot of. I've also in my theatrical career did quite a few one-person shows of the Bible: Mark's Gospel, Genesis, Acts of the Apostle. In fact, Mark received a Jeff Award, which is Chicago Theater's highest honor for it, which I was very pleased with because, you know, the subject matter is the gospel of Jesus.
Yes.
And I was doing one of those productions, I think it was from the book of Genesis, and this theater professor from New Jersey saw it and wrote me an email a couple of weeks later telling me that he thought I'd make a really good Screwtape. And I didn't know if that was a compliment or not. But anyway, that's how the project came to me. And as I said earlier, I never saw it as theatrical literature. So he said, well, you know, I have an idea of how to present it on the stage. And I said, well, if we can get the rights from the C.S. Lewis estate to do it, we'll have a go of it. And that happened in 2005. And we've done several productions of it since, each one stronger, more clear, more theatrical, in order to get this story across. This is a production that we're bringing to the Rose State Performing Arts Center in Oklahoma City on Saturday.
Outstanding. So you've played Screwtape to sold-out cities and performances in New York, D.C., Chicago, and now coming to Oklahoma City. And I know there are many, many C.S. Lewis fans in Oklahoma, and I know they will be challenged by this work. What impact has playing a diabolical character like this had on you as a person?
Well, actually, it has been positive. As hard as that may seem to believe, because I think, you know, Lewis liked to do two things. He liked to tell, he liked to teach Christian theology, and he loved to tell stories. And what he was interested in Screwtape was, it's the same thing. He's echoing what St. Paul says in 2 Corinthians 2:11. We must not be ignorant of his devices. He masquerades as an angel of light. And therefore, we must put on the armor of God, because our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against powers, principalities, rulers of the air in the heavenly realms. And so what he does is he pulls the curtain back. And it's not in the sense of the big sort of ordinary, this big spiritual warfare that we see in movies, you know, like The Exorcist or that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It is the spiritual warfare that hits us from the moment we wake up in the morning to the moment we go to bed, and the thousands of choices that we have to make in that time to do this thing or that, to act this way or that. And Lewis wants us to know that those choices are influenced. They're influenced for the good and they're influenced for evil. And he asks us to be vigilant, to not just, you know, take the current downstream, but, you know, you have to go upstream against the natural inclination to follow Screwtape.
That's well said, Max. And, you know, I think of Lewis's comment that people today make errors, two equal and opposite errors when it comes to the demonic. They make everything of it or none of it. And this production, this work, and what you're doing shows that it does have an effect on us, that a subtle effect that we may not realize. And we must be on guard. We must put on the full armor of God. Now, we've been talking in somewhat Christian terms, but has this had a appeal to people who are not Christians?
This has had an extraordinary appeal to a very diverse audience, and I definitely encourage people of the faith to use this event to bring unbelievers to. Because the kind of, first of all, the excellence in the production itself, you know, it stands, it ran for 9 months in New York City. It outlasted 90% of the shows that ran in 2010. You know, we were the most successful show at the Mercury Theater in Chicago for 6 months, and we ran for 10 sold-out weeks at the Shakespeare Theater in D.C., and those things happened because, yes, the Christian community and C.S. Lewis lovers came, but they also went beyond that. And the appeal that it has, the power of theater, is that it hits you in the imagination.
Mm.
You know, Romans says, in Paul says in Romans, chapter 1, that we all have the knowledge of God, but we suppress it. And part of that suppression process is that, you know, God is our authority, and we sinners are in rebellion against God because we want to be our own authority, and so we don't want to hear, we should do this, we shouldn't do this, and we, you know, we want to make those choices ourselves. And the thing about theater is, and it's the same thing with film, is it hits us below that, where we're filtering the should and the shouldn't, and it hits us in our imagination directly where the knowledge of God exists, and it just moves you. Now, mind you, I do think that in itself is not enough. And that's why it's so important that experienced Christians, people that are in the faith, use it to bring unbelievers. So, because it brings up the conversation at a level where you can have a serious conversation about the gospel, and about who Jesus is, what he did, why he did it, and the love that is there. And that's very appealing to people. So it has tremendous evangelistic potential, though, of course, we're not going to do an altar call. We don't do anything like that. That's not our position at all. We are, you know, you're going to a theatrical event just as if you were going to go see Les Mis or Phantom or anything else. But the clarity of the Christian message is so present, and the appeal of it is so strong that I do encourage folks to use it for his glory.
That's a great point, and it is gaining acclaim. The New York Times, Chicago Sun-Times, National Review, and others have taken note and spoken positively, and the way the marketing is presented, so to speak, I think will draw people in. I know Oklahomans will really respond. We're talking to award-winning actor Max McLean, who plays Screwtape for the March 24th. Two showings. Go to screwtapeonstage.com. Max, one more thing. Is there a sample idea or sound that our listeners could enjoy just to whet their appetites for this production that you could give us a thought or an excerpt or a...
Well, there's one of the most provocative moments in the play is, you know, the play is a predator-prey story. Screwtape's the predator, and through Wormwood, he has his eyes set on a patient, an everyman on Earth that's just living his life. And Screwtape is telling Wormwood to make sure to do these small little things in his life, and you don't have to get him to do these major spectacular sins that we tend to read about in the papers and stuff. But the small everyday sins that are like little drops that just move a man, as Screwtape says, away from the light. Murder is no better than cards if cards can do the trick. Indeed, the safest road to hell is the gradual one, the gentle slope, soft underfoot, without milestones or signposts. Your affectionate Uncle Screwtape.
Thank you for that. I remember Lewis saying, the devil wants people as cattle who will become food, and God wants servants who will become his sons.
That's right.
And this transformative project is all about that, and it's an honor to visit with you. It's an honor for Oklahoma to get to host you, and we look forward to seeing you March 24th. Which is this Saturday. Check it out online, screwtapeonstage.com. Max, thank you again.
Oh, thank you, Brian. It's a pleasure to chat with you.
Blessings to you.
You have been listening to Messenger Insight, brought to you by the Cooperative Program and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. For more, find us in the iTunes Store or visit us at baptistmessenger.com.